Tom Carquin, the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast this afternoon, clouds on the increase. We'll have maybe a stray shower or a thunderstorm, high of about 86. The joint city-county partnership that has revitalized Racine's lakefront over the past couple of years is going to be celebrated this afternoon with a special event recognizing upgrades to Pershing Park Drive, the South Breakwater, the boat ramp reconstruction, and small boat basin dredging. It'll be at 4 p.m. It'll be down by the boat launch. It'll include local, state, and national officials. In a news release, EPA 5 Region Administrator Susan Hedman noting that the green infrastructure projects on the lakefront also going to improve the water quality of Lake Michigan. Unlike in Racine, where the Labor Person of the Year winner is announced at the annual Labor Fest celebration, Kenosha's chosen recipient gets early publicity. This time it's Roger Clark, the business manager of Local 118. He's a plumber by trade, will officially get that recognition on Monday at the Kenosha Labor Fest at St. Therese Picnic Grounds. The 55-year-old Clark, also president of the Southeast Wisconsin Building and Construction Trades Council. Racine's Labor Fest celebration is also next Monday afternoon. It's at Caledonia Mount Pleasant Memorial Park. Aside from Labor Person of the Year, awards will be doled out to Mr. and Mrs. Solidarity and retired Labor Person of the Year. And the U.S. Department of Agriculture says farm real estate values in Wisconsin went up an average of 7.3% last year, 1.1% in 2013, 7.4% in 2012, and 8% back in 2011. However, the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago says between April and June of this year, state farmland values were down 2%. Latest survey showing the values also dropping 2% from a year earlier. Our AccuWeather forecast, it's going to be increasingly cloudy this afternoon. We will have a high somewhere around 86, also a chance for maybe a stray shower or a thunderstorm. I'm Tom Carquin, AM 1400 WRJN News.